Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us is the smartest guy we employ, Al. He also tweeted out yesterday.
Him?
Oh, no, we don't employ. It's a voluntary employment.
Yes.
But he is from, also from SI, where he does Monday Morning Quarterback. And he tweeted out yesterday that the Twitter shaming changed Joshua Harris's approach. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Andrew Brandt. Hi, Andrew.
Angela, always good to be with you. Hope you're doing well, staying safe, all you guys, amid this crisis.
Well, we are, Andrew. I'm very curious, though. You are a director of sports law at Villanova. Are you still teaching via online? How are you doing it?
Yeah, you know, the students all know how to do this, but technological Luddites like me had to learn.
Right.
But everything's online right now. Through the courtesy of Zoom, I'm doing meetings with students, meetings with teachers, and, of course, my classes are all online right now.
How about that? All right, we saw something very unusual yesterday, Andrew. We saw the owner of a sports franchise go public and say, I blew it. I should not have been trying to dock the pay of my employees during the coronavirus crisis. Do you think that Joshua Harris salvaged the situation by what he did yesterday?
Yeah, I think so, but the damage was done. Not terrible damage, but I think the real question, Angelo, is how does it happen in the beginning where it A, happens, and B, becomes public? I don't think the Sixers, Devils, Harris Blitzer is putting out a release saying, hey, by the way, we're cutting pay and going to 20% and Friday's 20% cut and Friday's off for our staff. That got out some way, somehow, probably through an employee affected through it, just leaked it out there. Once it got out, you saw my tweet. The social media world took over. And I always say, they released the hounds. Twitter released the hounds. And the hounds came after Josh Harris and came after the Sixers organization. And then, as I'm sure you're talking about, it was accelerated, exacerbated by our friend Joel Embiid.
Oh, without a doubt, yes.
Who sort of, you wonder if that was purposeful. You know, like, again, we talk about our world shaming him. How about their most high-profile, high-paid employee shaming them and saying, hey, I'm going to help out? So, of course, you can affect contractual employees like players, but non-contractual at-will employees are very susceptible. And I think they got the message. But here's the but. We're early in this, and God willing, it's not going to be much longer, but who knows? And will it become a time where if the NBA shuts down or if we go into protracted suspension into May, June, July, whatever it is, I think this will come back. And I don't know if it's Sixers. I don't know if it's Devils. I don't know if it's multiple teams. There was a piece in the news about the Montreal Canadiens doing something very similar. So listen, at some point, teams are going to start saying, hey, you know, you guys don't have a lot of work, you know, right now, and we're going to have to do something.
And Andrew, let me try to explore the process that leads to a bad decision like this. You ran the Green Bay Packers. You know that a lot goes into controversial decisions. How do you end up making a decision that has such a immediate, dramatic, negative response from your fans? Aren't you including PR? Aren't you calling marketing? Aren't you including the other owners or your GM? How do you end up making a move that injurious to your franchise?
You know, I'm trying to put myself in the shoes of what went on yesterday, before yesterday.
Yes.
And I know those two leaders very well. They're from Villanova, Scott O'Neill and Chris Heck. And, you know, they are smart people. They're skilled people. They're seasoned employees. And they've been around, Scott O'Neill's been around the NBA, you know, assisting David Stern 30 years ago. So I don't know. I think what happens is, hey, let's tell our employees you get Friday off. You know, we're going to 4 days. But that means, you know, 20% pay cut. And trying to frame it in that, okay, you all now have 3-day weekends with your family at this important time. Don't even worry about logging in. I don't know.
But it, you're saying part of it is messaging.
And somehow it got out.
Yeah.
To, I mean, I don't think Scott or Josh or Chris or any of the PR people told Adrian Wojnarowski, hey, we're cutting a pay for the 50,000 employees, $50,000 employees. And somehow it got out. And then the Twitter shaming came on. But I think that's temporary, Angelo. I just think at some point the Sixers are not going to be the first. And then they're going to jump in. And then they're going to follow the lead of pick a team or even the league office. If the league office says, hey, our 500 employees, we're going to start docking.
All right, Andrew, how bad does the Twitter shaming have to get to where an owner publicly reverses field? Does it have to be as intense as we saw it with this case? How do we know where the limit is?
It's a good question, and I think what you look at is the volume and the voices.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a huge voice in the basketball world, but there were a lot of those. And it wasn't just Joe Fan out there. I mean, the Sixers and HBSC are not just monitoring Joe Fan. They're monitoring all these accounts that they follow. And at some point, you better believe they got to Josh Harris and either showed him or say, look at these accounts. And the Adrian Wojnarowski just reports. But at some point, even his tweets were a little bit like, can you believe this?
Yeah, yes.
And once that, you know, millions of followers, once that happens, they look at it and say, we got to reverse course, if only for PR. And you know the obvious optics here. They're billionaires, and they're cutting pay of $50,000 employees.
Yep.
That never works.
Seems simple,
right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Right, Andrew, let me get to this other issue that I'm also fascinated by. I would love your insights on. It's unique because of a situation that we're in. We have two Sixer players who have tested positive for the coronavirus. It would seem to me to be advantageous for all the people they contacted to know the identity of the players. Now, I know the HIPAA laws don't allow the team to do it. Should teams be urging the individuals to go public so that people that they encountered could protect themselves?
This is really tricky, and we've seen Kevin Durant go public, and we've seen Gobert, obviously, and Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
And we haven't seen others. And I don't think there's a roadmap here. What I can say is that working in sports for 30 years, I'm always scratching my head still that we know everything. We know even things like ankles and knees and elbows and shoulders that you just don't sort of advertise if you're a normal citizen. But that's allowed in sports. I will tell you this. In my 10 years at the Packers, there were certain times that our trainers would call up and say, I'm sorry, we got to funk this guy on the physical. And I would say, oh, what's he got? You know, knee, ankle. And they'd say, we can't tell you that.
Wow.
And I would say, okay. You know, I'm not going to press that. Because if it becomes something that's more private and more personal and involves other issues besides endemic issues to football, you know, like I say, knees, shoulders, ankles, I get it.
Wow.
And for me to press it could be invading space that, as a lawyer, I don't want to invade. You bring up another issue because now we're talking about other people that could have been exposed. And maybe that's being done through private channels. But for whatever reason, these players aren't, quote-unquote, outing themselves. And I respect that. There's no obligation to do that. But as you said, you would hope there's contact between the medical professionals of other teams or other people they expose.
Could you at least urge them? I know you can't because of the laws. Do it. You can't out them. But can you say to them, is it okay? Are you within the parameters of okay, of acting correctly by saying, I think you should tell the people?
I am. Okay. I think that should be a conversation that should be private. Okay. And again, we haven't talked about another group involved here, which I think is very important, and that's the agents. You know, agents are the gateway from the players to the public and from the players to the teams. When I was always dealing with players, I would have to go through the agents because there's the trust factor.
Yeah.
And the agents have to really advise exactly what you're talking about. Like, I get it. I get it. Even though I would think there's no stigma attached to this, but I get it.
Awesome.
But we're talking about other lives here. And, you know, the messaging from this virus, of course, is 80% of the people are not going to have serious symptoms. But 20% are, and even if you're young, strong, and healthy, you could have come in contact with someone who's young, strong, healthy, but three layers past that, they came in contact with someone who's older or immunocompromised.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Absolutely.
So that should be made aware, and I've told people what I just told you. Sometimes people don't even get that. They say, I'm young and healthy, and I've been around all young and healthy people, but where have they been? So The 6 degrees of separation is a real issue here.
Amazing stuff. Andrew, I love talking to you. Thank you so much for giving us some time this morning. Really learned a lot.
Stay safe, guys.
All right, Andrew Brandt. And here's just, I love. Now, Billy, you encountered this too when you were running the Sixers, right?
Yeah.
Was it Sixers? There was a player that did not want information. Tell me how you handle that.
Well, you know, we've got information from a doctor and said, you know, this player has, you know, this kind of problem.
Okay.
And so he's going to miss some time. He can't play for a while. And so we went to the player and said, how do you want to handle this? You know, do you want this out? And the player goes, I prefer not. And I said, okay. So we came up with something else that he was going to have.
But it wasn't actually what he had.
No.
Interesting. Yeah. And you have to honor that because of the laws, right?
Yeah.
You cannot divulge what the actual thing is if the person doesn't want you to give it up.
Exactly.
Wow.
And out of respect for the player, too, you want to give them their privacy in that situation.
Fascinating. Ray is on the line. Ray, we learned earlier in this show the NBA is considering resuming the season sometime late spring, early summer with no fans. How do you feel about it?
I feel it's great, and I have and the NBA, which is a very, you know, they do things above the curve, I think, at times. I have a solution for them. You said they're only going to play in certain cities. Well, certain cities have really good outdoor playgrounds. So instead of playing indoors without any fans, in the summer, play outdoors. Have maybe eight teams there, and instead of playing with a clock, play playground rules. First team to 50 wins, I'd play like three, rotate them. Maybe they could get three games in for one team. You know, each team can play three games.
Right, you have gone way, way, way too far with this, Billy. That's now I'm watching playground basketball.
Yeah, no.
Let's not even use the refs. Let's just get them out there and
call
play
your own fouls.
Let's have horse at halftime.
Yes.
This
was like the All-Star game. Yeah. The NBA All-Star game did that.
I know it is, but Ray, this is a whole season on the line. We can use arenas, just make sure no one's in them.
Well, let's get creative. I mean, we're in desperate times, so let's have some fun out there.
But if they did this with no fans, you would watch it.
Of course.
I might watch it because there's no other alternative, but it's not going to be as exciting.
You know what? You could have virtual fans. They could put on the screen.
I like that.
The big Zoom conference. Big
now
Zoom
you
conference.
Are smearing the reality from fiction. That's fiction.
Do a Zoom conference. Have them on the big board.
Is it, though? Are we that far off from that?
Ray, give me something positive that has come out of this crisis.
I think the generosity of people. We went to pick up
Great.
Some wings and a pizza the other day in the tip jar. There were 5, 10, 20.
Very true.
It was full.
Very, very true, Ray. What did he win, Billy? He won a pen.
He won a pen.
Pen, yeah.
thing, right? Anyway, we have lines open. First time this morning, we got some room for you here. Tony and Bob, and then you. You will get on right away. We got a lot of great stuff in. First of all, we got Joshua Harris reversing field on screwing over his employees. A lot of people talking about that. We learned in the course this morning, the NBA, it looks, sounds serious about trying to resume a season with no fans. I'd like to get your thoughts on that. And we're still bouncing around what Joel Embiid was doing yesterday, offering $500,000 and offering to help the people that were losing the money from Joshua Harris. What was he trying to do? And can he at some point tell us whether he tested positive or negative? I would like to get that information out. Here is your phone number. This will get you on very soon. Go ahead, Al.
All right, 215-592-9494.
It's very easy. How do you forget that? You can't forget
well,
that.
Well, you can forget the – you have to put the 215 in, too.
Absolutely. When we get back – I'm sorry, Rhea.
What is it?
The mayor did it again.
What did he do?
Mayor of Philadelphia, Al, stepped right in it again. I can just – maybe I'm the only one saying this because I know nobody's writing it because I read all the stuff that's being written about this. Mayor Kenney is not doing well during the crisis. I'll give you the latest example when we return. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.